Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mercury Midday News. I'm your host, Kara Santucci, here in studio with Summer LaBelle. Say hi, Summer.
Hi.
Oh, here. Put on. Pick up the microphone. She's on the broken microphone today, so. Yeah, it kind of sags.
Will that work?
Yeah, that works. She's our sports editor, and she is here today because later on in the hour, we'll be interviewing Madison Steele, a member of the Lady Comets. Is that what they're called? The women's basketball team who are ready to go into the first round of the NCAA Saturday?
The first game is Friday night at 7 p.m.
Friday night in the main gym.
Yep.
All right. So that's really exciting. So she'll be in here, and we're going to talk about their big conference win for the ASC. Unfortunately, Coach Polly Thomason couldn't be here because they're actually practicing right now, which, of course, we want them to be doing so that they do really well tomorrow. But anyway, she'll be here later in the hour, but first let's take care of some of the news stuff, and we'll play you some music. So, weather for today. Thursday is looking high of 66, low of 44, and it's sunny. Friday, partly cloudy with a high of 69 and a low of 48. Saturday is cloudy again with a high of 64 and a low of 52. Some rain may be happening over the weekend. Sunday is also cloudy with a high of 68 and a low of 56. Get out your sweaters. It's sweater weather. I'm really excited. Are you excited, Summer?
I'm definitely excited for sweater weather.
I'm excited to spend all weekend inside to make the paper, which will be coming out on Monday. The Dow is down 0.26%. The NASDAQ is also down 0.5%. A couple of campus events happening this weekend if you're looking for something to do. From March 2nd through 4th in Johnson, 2.604 at 8 p.m., there's the Texas Guitar Competition. I think it's the 16th annual one of those. We did something on it last year. Anyway, that'll be cool. It's been around for a long time. Go check that out. March 3rd on the softball field at 3 p.m., softball's playing Le Tourneau at an ASC match. Know anything about that, Summer?
The softball team has been doing great, so hopefully that should be a pretty good match. I was just talking to their coach earlier this week, and they're getting ready, looking forward to it. Should be a pretty good game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you did. There's going to be something in the paper on the softball team, so if you'd like to go to the game and then read a little bit more about the team, go to the game on March 3rd and then pick up a paper on March 6th. And then March 6th as well, or March 3rd as well, in the gym at 7 p.m., women's basketball is playing Mud Scripps to open the D3 NCAA championship, and that'll be really exciting to have that here on campus. But in the meantime, we're going to play a little music. We're going to come back, talk a little bit about the paper as we wait for Madison to get here, play some more music, and then you're going to hear a lot about the women's basketball team. So in the meantime, enjoy Sad Suppers from Los Campesinos' new album, Six Scenes.
never came running after me. I needed you too. There were times I lied and there were times you were untrue. But after all the big parade has come and gone right through, here we are still standing. Still standing, standing, here we are. Still standing, standing, here we are. Still standing, standing, here we are. Still standing, standing. And when the mountains fall and the hills, they turn to dust. And what's shiny and what's new is old turned to rust. Time will keep on telling me the story of us. Here we are still standing. I swore on a Bible that I was over you. Yeah, I traveled far and wide across the ocean blue. It was all a lie, you are my only truth. And here we are still standing.
Percival, and I'm the news editor at the Mercury, and you're listening to Mercury Midday News on Radio UTD.
Hello, everyone. We are back in studio. That's Madison Steele over there. Say hi, Madison.
Hi.
You go by Maddie, right?
Yeah, Maddie.
Okay. You can get close. Don't worry about being too close to the mic. And also here in studio is Lindy Burke. Is that right?
Burks.
Come say hi in the mic. She's a student assistant. She's telling me she keeps stats and does all sorts of important things to manage the women's basketball team. But they're here. Lindy's here for moral support, apparently, but we're all here to talk about the women's basketball win, and that was really exciting. So, Summer, this is our sports editor, Maddie. I don't know if you've ever met her.
Hi.
But I'll let you take the reins. Where do you want to start?
Awesome. Well, so first of all, you've spent season injured. Mm-hmm. You mind talking a little bit about your injury?
Yeah, it was like the first week of practice I suffered from completely rupturing my Achilles, and it was kind of traumatic because I'm like the captain and senior, and so my coach was like, I do not know what to do, but we had some JUCO transfers over here last year that didn't pass and that they passed this year, so we had them two come back, and then a Boise State transfer, so with me being injured, it wasn't really that hindering on them.
Well, it's definitely still a miserable time.
Yeah, no, it's very miserable.
Yeah, so how have you kind of participated with the team this year? Have you been traveling with the team? Have you kept
Polly is, our coach has been, like, really awesome about letting me still, like, be a part of the team, and I still break out huddles. I'm still the captain with three other girls, and then, yeah, I travel with them, go to hotels. I get to sit on the bench, which is great, so it kind of still feels like I'm important, and I just cheer as loud as I can.
For moral support?
Moral support, yeah.
Which is definitely, so it's your senior year, is it? How hard has it been to...
Oh, very hard. I think that's, like, so many people have been trying to, like, tell me it's okay. They're like, yeah, this happened to me, I tore my ACL, I missed out on my season. I'm like, yeah, but not your senior college basketball season, you know? And so that was tough, but fortunately, I get the opportunity. I'm in fast track right now, so I'm going to get my master's in healthcare management here next fall, and so I'll have my eligibility of basketball still like, I also have that.
Oh,
so.
You can play as a graduate student?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting.
We do have a graduate student on the team right now, the one who transferred from Boise. She played D1 and then is getting her, I think it just might be a general business master's. So I'll still, if my Achilles will let me, be able to play next season.
Yeah, how long does that, before we even get talking about the game and everything, I know this feels kind of tangential, but it's interesting. How long does that injury usually take to...
So I'm non-operative, and they're still kind of, like, fresh testing all that, because normally people who tear their Achilles are, like, 30 or 30 to 50 years old, and I was looking up research, it happens to, like, 1 in 15,000 people, so I got taken to our school doctor, and then he was like, it's not displaced, so I think, you know, we can go the non-operative route, but it's, I was on non-walking, no weight-bearing for 6 weeks, so she had to feed me and bathe me, and she was the only, like, communication I had. And then I'm supposed to be able to get full, like, range of motion back to basketball activities at 12 months. So it's way longer than an ACL, but...
Yeah, that seems...
Yeah.
Pretty debilitating.
My calf kinda, but, like, with ACL, it's, like, your whole leg, so mm-hmm. just my calf being kind of like my grandma's arm. And it's not that noticeable, I hope.
Right, but that must be really hard.
Yeah, so... If I can get it back, I'll definitely try and play one more year.
But you were at the winning game, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about that. When was that? I'm, like, totally...
The conference tournament was last weekend at Howard Payne, because they won the West side of our conference, so they got to host. And then you play 3 rounds in 3 days, and that's what's so hard, is because you can't really... Crazy stuff happens in the conference tournament, because it's literally 3 days of the most intense games you've ever played. And we played Louisiana College in our last game, because they beat Howard Payne out of nowhere first round. We were expecting to play either Howard Payne or Tyler. And so we scouted them, and even though they do have, like, a really bad, well, not bad, but, like, not a great record, we really just couldn't underestimate them, and no one did, and I think that's really why we came out so, like, great in that game.
Was Louisiana seeded lower than UT Tyler and Howard Payne? Or
Louisiana is in the West, right? So they were...
East.
No? Okay, but then how... What were they ranked? Like, why did Howard Payne play them? Were they last? I don't know. It works to where, like, the first seeded team, which was us... We got to play the lowest seeded team, and then Howard Payne was the first in the West, so I think they played it. Yeah, that would make sense. They were the lowest in the East.
So in the first round, you guys played Louisiana?
No.
Or someone else?
That was the conference championship.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. First round, we played UMH Sol Ross. I forgot about them. And then second round, we played UMHB, and then the championship was LC.
And so the last one would have been the toughest game, right, mm-hmm. as far as, like, seeding goes?
Yeah. Well, that's what you would assume, but LC literally makes the tournament a lot, but they don't make it far, and they beat two really tough teams, so they were, like, had the momentum to, like, get them to this game, and, like, we just really were prepared for everything, so it was good.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'll ask Summer some of the more technical questions.
So... What do you think, as you've watched this team grow, you know, you're a senior, what do you think's really gotten them? I mean, this is third championship in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a great program. What do you think really sets it apart?
Oh, that's a really great question. I've gotten to be on two of our three last championship teams, and I do know a lot of other girls in teams in our conference, and I've talked to them, and I've just seen the environment that they're in, and it doesn't even compare to, like, what we have going on here. It's just... Like, everybody literally cares about one another, and I heard, like, other schools bicker. They're not really, like, happy for someone else when they're doing a great job and taking your playing time, but, like, here it's, like, none of that. Like, everybody is just, like Lindy was telling me earlier, what I should say is that we're really a family. Like, it's insane how different the environment is at other schools in our league.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's definitely key to have a good family atmosphere mm-hmm. with the team. It goes a long way.
Yeah. And it starts with the coaches, too. Like, the coaches both, we got a new assistant coach this year, but even in the past, like, they just really do care about the girls. And, like, even if they're yelling at you and you're messing up and they just keep yelling at you, like, you know they're yelling at you to help you. It's not like, it's not degrading or you get some type of way about it. It's just, you know, that they're just here to help you. So, mm-hmm. And other coaches, you know,
yeah,
can be a little intense.
Who's the new assistant coach?
Natalie Marlowe.
Yeah, Natalie Marlowe.
Oh, okay. Cool.
She coached at Hendrix a while back, and they're going to be here this weekend for the tournament. They're playing,
who first?
Trinity first. She was the assistant coach there, and then a new head came in and cleared out the coaching, I think. And then she went to Incarnate Word for a year, and then thankfully ended up here, and she was a perfect match.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So this year, you know, okay, going into 3 games in 3 days, you know, a lot of that has to do with you got to keep good defense as you're getting just absolutely grueling.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of a good point to the season. The team did great on defense mm-hmm. all year. How did they really work on that as a strong point?
Well, our coach really does, like, harp on defense every day. I'm pretty sure almost every day our drills are, the first drills we do are defensive breakdowns. And what's great is, like, the two girls that we got to come back this year, Z and AC, they're just, like, really energetic, great, like, super athletic, great defensive players. And they really, like, hype up the energy and, like, make other people better and make them, like, play defense the way they play defense. Because before it was kind of, like, last year we didn't have the greatest season, but I think we were just really missing, like, those two superstars and then, like, make everybody want to be like that instead of just, like, low energy. So they, like, really do help everybody out. And they're so good, so they make everybody better at defense.
Are they good?
Yeah.
So, on the kind of fluffier fun side of it, I hear you guys went to B-dubs and had a karaoke party to celebrate.
That was, yes, that did happen.
How was it to get to celebrate that win?
Oh, it was great. I remember when we won the conference championship last time, it was, I mean, yeah, it was great, and everybody was having a lot of fun, but, like, this time it was, like, the coaches, our trainer, everybody, the freshmen, like, we just all got in the middle of the charter bus, plugged up our little stereo called R2-D2, and we're just, like, karaoke, like, the entire trip home, and that was a 3-hour trip. And it was what time at night? I don't think we got back till 2, but nobody cared how tired they were because we were having so much fun.
Yeah, it definitely gives you a whole new level of energy.
Oh, for sure.
Something like that.
It was quite fun.
Where's the team's mentality at going into the tournament starting tomorrow?
I would say they're very excited because I know all of these girls, like, there's only how many of us on the team that won the conference? Like, 4 of us won the conference 2 years ago, and all these girls are like, oh my god, I want a ring that looks like that, I want to do all this, because they've seen videos, they're like, that's awesome. And so now that they're really a part of it, you know, I just feel like they kind of like check that off their bucket list, and they're still just riding with it because we have 6 more games to play and they could be like the national champions. I'm like, you guys do not realize how good you are, and 6 games, that's insane. But we were watching the selection show and the announcers were kind of just, I mean, they weren't really like excited about UT Dallas and they didn't say the greatest things, but we really kind of are the underdog because the NCAA like doesn't even recognize us in a top 25 team, and so we kind of like have this like chip on our shoulder where we want to be recognized as that. And so I think they're going to come like fight as hard as they can because we are the underdogs, we like have nothing to lose.
If so. We're not listed in the top 25, is that based on like last year's record? Because I thought last year was also a pretty successful
last year we were not very successful, but the year before we were ranked like 16th, I think. But the thing is we were ranked top 25. I think we were number 25. And then we went into a really hard week, beat Letourneau, beat Tyler, and then we moved off the top 25. And that's just, I guess, the way the rankings work. If they beat someone higher, someone else got on there. But like the teams on that top 25, we know we can either have a great game against or like possibly beat them. So I think they're just want to be on that, want to keep riding this until.
So what was happening with the team this time last year?
Oh, last year it was kind of, we just graduated from our conference championship season. I think 6 or 7 seniors, which were like all starters, all our like most valuable players. We had a WBCA All-American, the defensive player of the year, like, they were a great group of seniors, and so coming out, we also had no juniors, so we didn't have a senior. So me being a junior, I was like forced to step up into this leadership like position that I've always wanted. I've always wanted to be the team captain or whatever, but you know, you're not necessarily ready for it your junior year. I really did need that like extra season to be what I am now, but I think it was just an experience. We had a lot of freshmen, and then our oldest being me, junior, like leading this team. I mean, I did the best that I could, but it was still just it was unfortunate that the two JUCO players that we had that were so great did not pass, and so that also kind of.
What do you mean by did not pass? What does that mean?
So to be eligible, you have to take 12 credit hours during your season, and you have to get above a 2.0, and if you don't, then you're ineligible to play.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they both transferred from JUCO, and UTD is kind of way different than any junior college, and I guess they just didn't realize how much more work you need to put in at UTD than most other like colleges, actually. And so
that's definitely a thing here that I have heard from many different athletes, mm-hmm. is the difference in the academic standards here versus a lot of other schools.
It's
being
insane.
A big challenge, but also a thing that really sets our athletes apart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had even teammates that have transferred from other schools in our conference, like UT Tyler and Concordia and who else? I can't remember the other schools, but these schools are still like good names, like people know them, but nothing compares to UT Dallas Academics.
Mm-hmm. So where did y'all end last year in the conference?
Last year we lost first round to Howard Payne.
So it was just kind of a year of, like, growing pains, I guess?
Yeah, so this year we did have a lot to prove, and we did not, like, I know I didn't want a senior season, like, last season, and then none of the other seniors were going to let anything happen, like, last year to be their final season, and I think that's really, and, like, our team has this really big, like, attitude of we're not just doing it for ourselves, like, we're doing it for the senior class, too, like, this is their last year, so also we have, my coach and some of the seniors came up with a slogan that was, like, strong as steel because I got hurt and they made T-shirts. And so it's kind of like every game they're kind of like, we're not just doing it for us. Like, we're playing for steel. We have a lot of players going through, like, really, really tough family things right now. And so it's really just playing for each other instead of caring about what your stats were at the end of the day.
Absolutely. So you said you're staying on in the fall, hopefully,
mm-hmm.
Which is one of the nice benefits of college is you get your 4 years of eligibility.
Mm-hmm.
What are you hoping that the team takes away from this postseason and this season in general to move forward next year and keep it going?
I really think this year is so important for years moving on because we have so many young girls who are going to be here for 4 years. And I think also what happened last year was that we only had four of us who were on that championship team. Two of them were freshmen who didn't play, and then me and Michaela Gonzalez. Mm-hmm. And so it was kind of when we would give little speeches about, hey, this we're not playing like we should, we're not practicing like we should, like no one knew the standard that you need to be at to be a conference champion. So when four of us are just like trying to preach that, it doesn't really like click until they experience it. And so like all of these girls know now what it takes, how it looks, and all that. And so moving on, the next 4 years should be very successful for UTD.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, why don't we take a quick music break, and then we'll be back with more from Madison Steele and the women's basketball team. So in the meantime, we have Peacemaker by Animal Collective off their new album, The Painters.
Yeah. I'm Bharat Armili, and I'm the web editor for the UTD Mercury, and you're listening to Mercury Midday News on Radio UTD.
All right, and we are back in studio. You're listening to Radio UTD, the student and radio station for the University of Texas at Dallas, streaming live from the Student Union, located in Richardson, Texas. If you'd like to call in, the phone number is 972-883-6305, or IamRadioUTD, all one word on Skype. Please only audio calls. If you try to video calls, we will not pick up. So we're in studio with Madison Steele, Maddie Steele, who's a forward on the women's basketball team, currently injured, but moral spokesperson for the team. So we were just talking about their ASC conference win and looking forward to the NCAA tournament that's starting on Friday. Mm-hmm. Why don't we talk a little bit about, I saw pictures from the SSA, where they released the...
Oh, that's where we watched the selection show. Yeah, so when you win on Monday at 1 or 1:30, the NCAA comes out with a selection show, and it goes through every conference champion, and then sometimes there's at-large bids, depending on if someone won that wasn't supposed to, or just the way it works. If you're ranked high in your region, you'll get an at-large bid to be in the national tournament, even if you weren't the buy-in from the tournament. And so we got to sit down and watch that, and that's also because so nobody really knows who you're gonna. You don't know who you're gonna play. I mean, you can guess, and there's projections, but you don't know who you're gonna play until the selection show. And so we found out that day that we were also hosting, and they said it was based off like geographic reasons, but we were hosting. So Trinity is probably not happy about that because they were number one in the South. So technically, they should have. I don't.
Is it random? Randomized?
It's based on location because you can only be so far from the schools that are around you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I had read on D3 Hoops that they were talking beforehand, that we were the ones projected to get it because like other teams would have had to travel too far. Over a certain amount, like over 500 miles, the NCAA has to pay for airfare. There's like a lot of stipulations.
Yeah, there's a lot of rules.
So it's really just because Dallas is kind of a central location and San Antonio is not?
Well,
and because we're awesome.
And we were like that.
My friend plays for Hendrix, which is the South Atlantic Conference, I think. And,
is that in, like, Tennessee?
Hendrix is in Arkansas, but they had their conference tournament, and I don't think Hendrix was supposed to win, and they did. And so she texted me that night and was like, you're welcome for winning so that now you can host, because she knows, she's, like, basketball superstar smart. I don't know how she knows all the rules. But she was like, y'all get to host now. And I was like, okay, cool. I didn't even know that, but thanks. Thanks for winning.
Well, interesting. Yeah. What was the mood like when y'all were sitting around looking at the TV?
Awesome. No, none of them have really ever experienced it. Like I said, only like four of us have. And so when we found out that we were hosting, everybody just like started screaming. There's a bunch of pictures of us. Like we look like we're on roller coasters with our hands in the air. It was fun.
It's cute.
Yeah, it was awesome that they also let us do it there, and like they were tweeting about it, like, hey, anybody can come watch. Like, that was awesome, because when we won last time, it was pretty closed off, just in the conference room with just the team, basically, and a couple of the athletic directors. And I think it was awesome that they, like, sent a student shout-out to come.
Yeah,
like, anybody's
new,
welcome.
Like, the new addition is they're very hype about promoting that, like, gaming wall and, like, getting everyone very involved in it.
Yeah,
so
it was
really
very
exciting.
Awesome that they let us do that.
But,
you know, you guys knew you were in because you get the automatic bid from winning the ASC.
Mm-hmm.
So going in with that excitement, I mean, you're finding out who you're going to play, but how did you guys think you guys were going to host? You know, do you have a pretty good idea?
There were some projections that we were going to host, and then we know that, like, we're going to end up playing Trinity if they pull it out, which we're projecting that they will. So we found out we're playing Claremont, and so we don't know who they are, but luckily, a long time ago, Polly got to see Claremont play in the last NCAA tournament, so she kind of knew, took a little notes down. But, the coaches have been scouting for a while, and we just went over it today. And, we're still not going to focus on the next game until they win tomorrow.
Right. Good. You got to make sure you know.
Oh, yeah. So they're not for sure the ones that y'all will be playing?
Well, no, Claremont is, but we won't know who we're playing on Saturday until technically Friday night, so...
Until after the games, then you find out who's...
Yeah, you just got to take it one game at a time.
Yeah, so I guess,
start
going towards the whole one game at a time thing, what's kind of the strategy for preparing for the NCAA tournament start?
It's really just take it one game at a time. Like, you can't look ahead and take anybody for granted, because you mess up a couple, minutes in a really important game, and you might not win like you expected to. So it's literally just, like... What we do is we break it down into media timeouts, and you want to win each media timeout. So we're even breaking it down from games to media timeouts. Like, you want to win that 5 minutes. And if you didn't, then you're negative, and you need to beat them. And that, like, we really do focus on very small increments at a time of coming out.
This is a little unrelated to what we're talking about right now, but it kind of relates to what we were talking about before the break, which was the difference between this year and last year. Has there been any kind of like coaching change or focus change, like just based on the way that practice is run? Or is it pretty much the same and the only thing that's changed are players?
Coaching, well, we did lose our assistant coach. She had another job opportunity that was better for her. And then we ended up getting Natalie, and she's awesome, so I don't really think the coaching change has affected. Actually, it might have benefited us. It actually did a lot because she did play D1, and so she knows how to, like, relate to the girls on this, like, I don't know, just, like, Polly played too, but she just has a way of connecting with some of the girls on our team, like, in a very beneficial way, and I think besides the players changing, the coaching staff has just always been like a really positive environment since I've been a freshman here.
That's awesome. Yeah. So I guess going into, do you have any, I know you're supposed to look at it one game at a time, but based on like stats, what are you expecting for the first game? Or is it bad luck to talk about it?
Knock on wood. I'm just hoping that they'll pull it out because I know that they're capable of it. This has been one of the best teams I've ever been a part of, and they make sitting on the bench and not being able to play easier. So I'm not, I mean, I'm biting my nails the whole time, but
right,
cheering them on and watching them be successful has like really helped me.
I was gonna ask, oh, go ahead. I was trying to think of something, but it's lost in my brain. So you can go.
Okay, good. So I had a question. I know you talked about tracking stats. So, you know, how do you guys use both tracking your own stats and looking into other team stats going into a game? How much do you guys use that to get ready for a game?
I think we use it a lot. We have to know, like, what's working for them. Like, if they're scoring on us in certain, like, plays, like, we need to know how we need to adjust our defense to that. Or if, however they're defending us, like, we need to adjust our offense. So it's important to know, like, how they play and how we need to play to overcome that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I remember what I was going to ask. How does Claremont compare to UTD's stats? I guess.
They're actually very similar to us in a lot of ways. We were watching their film just a second ago, and they do remind me a lot of our style of play. Like, they set up offenses, they take away shooters, they put their shooters in the right position, and which I think, like, going into the ASC tournament, there's some teams that are, like, fast, quick. They're going to, like, play dirty. It's going to be, like, very high-paced. But then there's some teams that are like us who, you know, I mean, yes, we're good at transition, but we set up an offense. We make the right pass. We make smart decisions on defense. Like, I feel like this is a good matchup for us because they play similar. Mm-hmm. So
it's really anyone's game, I guess?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're tall. They're really tall. So hopefully.
Does that make a big difference?
Yeah, the thing is with a team being tall like that, it's like your point guard can be, our point guard's 5'5", we have a 5'3 girl, we even have a 5'2 girl. Even if they're awesome, sometimes, you know, that their point guard being 5'10 can just take them down to the paint and post them up. And so they've never worked on post defense, but our two point guards that will be mismatched, they are the hardest, basically, post defenders that have guarded me. They're just athletic and they work hard and they're not going to give it up easy. So,
not going to be intimidated by a giant.
That's good. They better not be.
Yeah. You'll be there encouraging them.
With them being a similar team, would you guys prefer, you know, on a personal preference, do you guys prefer to play someone like you where, you know all of their kind of moves, what they're looking into, or would you rather play someone completely different from you?
Me personally, I like watching when we play teams that are like us because I think sometimes other teams can adjust our speed, and we are good at any speed, but sometimes it's not what our coach wants and that's not how all five of them want to play. So when we get a team that's like us, it's easy to be way better than them because
we go against it every day.
Yeah, we go against it every day. They know how to practice it. We don't play fast, physical teams every day. So, yeah, I like going against teams that are more like us.
Yeah, can you talk a little bit more about UTD style, I guess, when you say like us? What do you mean?
Well, we are great in transition, like, but that's also because other teams, I guess, really don't know defensively how to stop a good team in transition. So that's where we benefit a lot, and we have the quickest point guard I have ever seen. She literally, she doesn't even need to be, like, a screen doesn't need to be set for her to beat anybody that's guarding her. So that has made a lot of this really easy. But we are very, like, fundamental. Like, our coach preaches every day, like, making the right pass. Our assistant coach is always preaching, make a bounce pass. Like, you can't make a lob or a chest pass. And we're just, like, really fundamental. We put the shooters where they need to be. Our point guards know down to the T, like, should they go to the left side or the right side? Is that going to put our best post posting up, or is that going to put them shooting a three? Like, everybody knows all five spots. They're just, they work very well together.
Well, that's exciting. It'll, mm-hmm. You'll be at the game on Friday, and then after that, potentially Saturday and Sunday?
No, Sunday,
and then it goes to next weekend.
So that would be the Sweet 16.
Is next weekend here, or is that a whole new...
But they announce it later, but it probably won't be here.
Yeah, I don't think it would be either.
Okay. Well, that would be really exciting. Yeah, it's going to be an exciting game, especially if it's evenly matched the way that you're talking about it. Well, I guess we can wrap up there for this interview, unless there's anything else y'all want to add. Come out to the game on...
Friday.
Yeah, someone who knows what they're talking about.
Friday, 7 p.m. At the main gym at the Activity Center.
Yeah, it's going to be the start to the NCAA D3 tournament.
And if you go online to utdcomets.com, they have information for tickets, and students get, I think, free tickets. Don't quote me on that. But
oh, you would actually
sure
have to pay,
case.
Like...
I'm not sure for the NCAA if students get free tickets, but I saw some email going around about a student voucher. I haven't opened it yet, but definitely
But look into
there
it. Look into
an email that exists in the world. Okay.
Some out there.
We're going to take a quick music break, and then we'll be back to sign off. This is Your Love from Middle Kids.
Everyone's home in sweatpants for the series finale of their discontinued fall prime times. Meredith's Massachusetts with a colonial toothache, and the Leafs are acre burning themselves. So I'm home watching my dad watch the NFL alone. Wish I still had that eternal telephone. I'd call you, call you. So come on down and visit me. My condition petition so implicitly. I need you, I need you. Stuck inside each birthday gift that I ever got. Stuck inside the sounds they make when they shift and ride. Denser than the Motel Continental breakfast cereal dispenser. Want those eyes you made at me, those bedside globes, those orbs. I want your spilled coffee burning my inner thighs, and the watermarks that measure my oscillating size when it dries and absorbs. So come on down and visit me. My condition petition so implicitly. I need you, I need you. Stuck inside the rhythm of your glottal stops, a bottle of codeine and green cough drops. I feed you, I feed you.
I'm Miriam Percival, and I'm the news editor at The Mercury, and you're listening to Mercury Midday News on Radio UTD.
And we are back in the studio. It is just Summer and I again. Say hi, Summer.
Hi.
We're here. We're going to wrap up in just a second, play out our beautiful end credits, and that I'm going to get right this time, and then switch over to some music before the next show comes in. But in the meantime, let's just do a quick little self-promotion. For our paper, which is coming out on Monday. Summer, what are you doing for the paper?
I am writing a story about the softball team, which has had an amazing start to their season. They are ranked for the first time ever in the program history on a national level, and they set a record for the longest winning streak to start the season. And then we're doing a little bit of coverage on the basketball team, who, as you've heard, is having a great season.
As you've heard a lot. They know what they're about. You're going to see some stuff. Our cover story is on eating disorder awareness, which we had a guest from last week. You can go on utdmercury.com, go under news, news podcasts, or I think that's what it's called. Listen to that show if you'd like to get a little bit of background before reading our story on Monday, as I'm sure you are all going to do. So that'll be the front. There'll be some stuff in there on SB6, which is moving towards committee. There'll be something in there on, let's see, maybe on cessation programs, I think, an opinion. There's lots of stuff in this paper. It's going to be a good one. But, of course, I have to say that because I work for the paper. But it is. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be exciting, especially the sports section, which we're really excited about covering, especially as we send people over to the NCAA tournament to do some stuff over there and figure out what's what. What are you most looking forward to about the tournament, Summer?
I just, you know, it's a great experience. Personally, like, as a journalist, it's a lot of fun. You know, I covered the volleyball tournament when we hosted that in the fall. It was a great experience to get to go in and do that. But as far as the sport, you know, the atmosphere, it's, we have a good atmosphere for home games. And that's something that we even traveled well. I know Coach Polly had mentioned that at the ASC tournament, there was a whole bunch of fans that came down, signs and cheering, and I'm excited to see that atmosphere.
It's going to be fun. Again, go check out that game if you're interested in attending. And I've been Kara Santucci. And
oh, I've been Summer Lavelle.
Yeah, our sports editor, managing editor, and we'll see you guys next week.
Mercury Midday News is produced by Kara Santucci and co-hosted by Nidhi Gottke. The MMN is a converged product of the Mercury, the student-run newspaper at the University of Texas at Dallas and Radio UTD. Music credits, Ben Sound and purpleplanet.com.
You crossed the line, but I suppose I didn't know you. Uncoverable from this mile, I am glad that we can be true. You told me these tales of how your love has always prevailed, but you don't forget I loved him first. And look at me, look at me, look at how it fades. I'm sad, happiness is my friend in the end, and my heart has progressed. But you spoke of him all night, so to myself I must confess, as I unzip my own dress, say goodnight and God bless. Yes, yes. Someone to loving me, look you in the eye. So I'm happy to keep. Sleeplessly dreaming to